And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Onsen reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Onsen. Odd news, Onsen. See what we did there? The odd news with Onsen.
A lot of thoughts on the hot dog contest, hot dog eating contest, which we'll get back to later on the show. That's on the text line at 402-951-1620. I also thought this would be a good thing to bring to the table in odd news. It's a question from JD on Twitter, on the JTech Instructions on Twitter feed.
JD. We don't agree on sports teams, but you know, I like the cut of his jib.
Yeah, we can all live in harmony here.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes ago, he asked, he's currently in the high chai line at Ivy. The person in front of him has wheeled her bike in while in line. She's brought her bike inside the store into the Chinese food line.
No.
Is this acceptable?
No.
What if you don't have a bike lock? Get a bike lock?
Yeah, get a bike lock. You own a bike. That's part of the startup cost of owning a bike.
I'm sorry. I think that's, you know, if everybody's just walking around with their bikes in the store is going to be an issue. The store is going to be a problem. So we can't just have that.
You know, if it's 110
Park the bike
out,
outside, lock it.
You know what? That's fine. It's hot out. Bring your bike in. It's wet and rainy today. Like, you're dirtying up this store.
That's true. Yeah. Good point. Okay. There's your ruling. Josh, what do we have today?
Today we have a story out of Walt Disney World, one of the happiest places on earth.
Does it get sad?
Some might say the Central Florida man arrested after deputies said he posed as a Walt Disney World cast member. That's what they call their employees who dress up in costumes as cast members. And took a Star Wars R2-D2 droid in the hopes that Disney's security would hire him.
And?
They did not. 44-year-old Kissimmee resident David Proudfoot is facing a grand theft charge and a charge of obstruction by false information, according to an arrest affidavit. OC Sheriff's Office said this all went down May 31st. Deputies were called to the Swan Reserve Hotel by Disney security. When they arrived, they made contact, and the police said Proudfoot was wearing beige work pants, an orange work vest, and a Disney name tag. He reportedly identified himself as David Rogers at first and said he worked in the receiving division of the Yacht Club Resort. All of that sounds like a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The affidavit states that Disney security stopped Proudfoot because he was seen by hotel security pushing a cart on the property, and it looked suspicious. You don't bring your bike in the grocery store. You don't bring the grocery cart onto Disney property. There's a train of thought, apparently. The officer offered to help Proudfoot with the cart and say that he appeared confused as to how to get to the loading dock and what the hotel's proper procedures are. Proudfoot told deputies, "Hey, it's part of my job. I move these items from one spot to the another. My boss is James McDaniels. If you got a problem, you talk to James McDaniels." Security said they don't know a James McDaniels or a David Rogers
he
as
tried.
Employees.
Yep. He tried.
He did. Deputy escorted Proudfoot to the Yacht Club Resort to retrieve his belongings and driver's license from the employee locker. But again, Proudfoot appeared to be lost and confused because he didn't have any knowledge of the inner workings of the building. He didn't know where he was going. I like that move. They sort of were like,
man, talk about irrational confidence.
You walk to the locker room now. We will follow you.
Yeah.
If you're an employee. He gets to the locker room and shocker, he cannot open the locker he claimed to be his own.
He took this way too far.
He did. That's what they reportedly noticed. Proudfoot had a wallet on him and asked him, "Hey, you got your ID in there?" He showed him the ID. They found out his real name.
He showed him the ID.
Yes.
He should have just ran away at that point.
Proudfoot reportedly admitted to moving an R2-D2 droid from the third floor of the hotel to an unknown location because he had an application for a security job at Walt Disney World and wanted to show weaknesses in the security of the resorts in hoping for a better paying job within security.
So Mike Ehrmantraut did this exact thing on Better Call Saul. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it rings a bell now that you mention it.
When Gus is bringing him on the payroll, this is probably season two or three, Gus is bringing him on the payroll, and Mike's like, well, I got to have an explanation for why you're paying me. I got to have an alibi.
Yeah,
I got to
yeah.
have a story. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, you really don't. It's okay. Like, this is it's fine. And Mike's like, oh, yeah, yes, I do. So he steals somebody's pass, and he goes and walks around all the facilities and stuff like that. And then he reports back and is like, yeah, your security's all screwed up and nothing's running right, and there's a whole bunch of safety violations. Here you go. I'm going to make the most out of my money. This is exactly what that guy did without being hired at all, actually. That's awesome. He's a real-life Mike Ehrmantraut, except yeah. for it didn't work at all.
Except without the skill.
Yeah.
We moved to, I believe this is overseas somewhere. Yeah, because this is, okay.
Across the pond?
Across the pond, as they say. A bakery has been threatened with legal action over the name of a cheese sandwich. The Bridge Bakehouse was asked to make a public apology and donate to a church after a customer took offense when the bakery named a cheese sandwich Jesus Christ.
I thought it was going to be something totally different. I love that. It's really funny.
They named the sandwich Jesus Christ.
Can I get the Jesus Christ?
And one angry customer threatened to take legal action over it. The Bridge Bakehouse learned it may have caused offense after receiving a letter claiming there was clearly a case for discrimination against Christians. While the letter falsely claimed to come from the religious advocacy group Christian Concern, it appears the pun has left some seething. The letter read, although our clients would prefer to settle this matter outside of court, there's clearly a case here. Our clients do not wish to take this further, but feel they will need to in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior,
well,
if action is not taken.
Don't you mean Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ. We changed the name, didn't you hear? The anonymous writer of the letter also demanded the bakery make a public apology, remove the sandwich from the menu, and make a $300 donation to a local church. While nobody has admitted to sending the letter, it has been confirmed it did not come from said church or the fictitious advocacy group Christian Concern. The Bridge Bakehouse believes this is a letter from a disgruntled member of the community.
Just generally disgruntled?
Yeah.
Not disgruntled at any one thing, just a disgruntled person.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
It's pretty good.
And Connor, this was a pretty hot story on Twitter last night. I don't know what time you went to bed. I think you were up pretty late. I believe I texted you at a questionable hour last night. The hour-long 60-person brawl on a Carnival cruise ship last night. Did you see this?
No.
An hour-long fight was caught on security camera. It was caught on cell phone camera by another traveler. It happened on a Carnival cruise ship. Huge fight took place among a crowd of passengers aboard the Carnival Magic. It was allegedly ignited by allegations of cheating, according to a passenger who shared the video online. An alleged threesome among guests aboard the vessel caused a rift after one person was not invited.
Oh my God.
The onlooker, Teresa James, who identified herself as a travel agent, said she saw the fight from her cabin door. She told the news outlet that the melee began around 2 a.m. near the ship's dance club and casino on the fifth floor. She described the passengers who sparked the fight as fools acting stupid. Good quote.
Dude.
The viral video has been shared on Twitter. It showcases the rumble, which involved beer bottles being smashed and a possible cut injury. The brawl lasted about an hour, involved 60 people. Moved from the fifth floor.
It just spreads.
To the ship's first floor. James credited Carnival's security team for de-escalating the chaos. Now, from the portion of video I've seen, the security does not look very interested in stopping this
fight.
That's
a 60-person brawl. Yeah. I don't think so.
Eventually, the Coast Guard was called in to escort the boat, ship to shore. Tuesday morning, when the ship arrived in Manhattan on schedule, New York police were waiting as the ship was docking. Unknown if there were any arrests made, but if there were New York police waiting outside the ship, sure seems like there probably was. So, hey, remember...
Didn't it take place on international waters?
Oh, now there's a good question.
I don't know the maritime rules, but
let's maybe not be so stingy with the coupling on the boat. Invite everyone to take part.
Huh. Well, I'll have to check it. I'll check this out at some point. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you,
Connor. That is the odd news. Coming back next, we'll have Adam Grossbard. He covers USC for the Orange County Register. We have some questions for our new friends from Southern California, our new neighbors, if you will.
Yeah.
Nebraska, California, closer than ever. We'll be back next on 1620 The Zone.